And right now, our friend, I'm sorry, Mike, I can't deliver Lisa Guerrero in the studio, but I can on the phone. Lisa, Mike was looking forward
You'll
to seeing
to
you. But we're glad to have you either way.
Hi, guys. I'll save my hugs till when I see you in person, but I'm glad to visit you anyway by phone.
All right. Listen, it'll have to do. I'm already envisioning that hug and how I might squeeze extra hard around the thoracic region.
Now, it requires, Lisa requires no intro, but I'll remind people that she is the investigative reporter correspondent for Inside Edition. And now you have this crazy story. Tell me about this, Lisa.
You guys, this story is shocking, and it's kind of an illustration about how money can really circumvent the judicial system. There is a man whose name is Louis Bianculli. He's a multimillionaire real estate developer out of Fort Lauderdale, Florida, who for about four decades has been allegedly chloroforming young girls until they pass out and then torturing and sexually abusing them.
Wow.
He has a total of up to 12 different young girls that he's done this to over the years, including his own stepdaughter. He's facing charges right now of sexual assault and torture and using this chloroform on his stepdaughter, and he's facing life in prison if he's convicted. But listen to this. He somehow has been able to finagle his way out of jail because he convinced a judge in November that he needed emergency knee surgery because he couldn't walk and he couldn't sleep and he was in such pain. So this judge, unbelievably, let him out of jail. And he's living the high life, believe it or not, in his multi-million-dollar waterfront mansion in Fort Lauderdale. And instead of getting the knee surgery, which he never did, he has been fishing. He's been walking around his property, standing by the pool, and basically just vacationing at his home under house arrest. And he never got that knee surgery. So we got a tip. I worked with a private detective on another story a few years ago out of Florida, and this private detective contacted me saying, look, you've got to look into this guy. One of the victims' families had hired him to look into what Louis Bianculli was actually doing, and this private detective saw him, you know, out and about fishing on his property. So they called me in last week. I went to Fort Lauderdale, and I saw him fishing and walking around his property, so I got into a boat, and I confronted him from the water while he was fishing. It's incredible.
Now, maybe I'm wondering if you're thinking about going and confronting the judge, too. Doesn't he need a little Lisa Guerrero action?
He sure does. But guess what? He recused himself. So when the public found out that they let this, you know, according to his victim, he's a monster. When they let this guy out of prison, the judge recused himself. So now there's a different judge on the case. And but he's still to this. I mean, today, literally today, he's still in his mansion on the water. So because we got this videotape of him fishing and out and about on the property and me confronting him, now it looks like they're going to be calling an emergency hearing on the case. So it looks like he's going to be hauled back to jail, hopefully as early as next week. But it's really embarrassing for the judicial system. It's embarrassing for that judge. It's infuriating for all of his victims. And I did sit-down interviews with various people, including a victim that he abused from the time she was 10 years old to the time she was 17.
Wow.
And she's furious. She calls him a monster, and she can't believe that he's allowed to get out of jail. And again, he got out of jail to get emergency knee surgery, and he showed up in court using a cane. And it's unless a miraculous, you know, medical or some medical miracle happens, I caught him without a cane walking around on his property just fine.
And
so it's infuriating for victims.
Again, doesn't the judge have some explaining to do here? I mean, what's their explanation for
and
this?
I will say, in this guy's defense, which I don't like to do, being around Lisa Guerrero gives me an extra special boost of vim and vigor. So maybe he just
took one look at her and jumped.
He's like, oh, now I don't need a cane anymore. Life is good.